Welcome to the Scott Shepper Podcast. I am a man on a mission to create an army of independent writers, creators, and thinkers who make a hell of a living doing what they love. And it all starts with one thing, and that is doing things the old way, the hard way, the deliberate way, the anti-net way. Listen in as I share thoughts and rants of what goes on behind the scenes as I create an independent knowledge empire, where I get to spend my days doing what I love, reading, writing, and thinking while making a hell of a living and helping my people do the same. What is up, friend and fellow anti-netter? Scott Shepper here, coming to you from a drive, of course, at 11:02 a.m. anti-meridium on a Monday, getting back into the swing of things after a freaking fantastic Saturday and Sunday of unplugging and recharging the mind. And what I want to talk to you about today is something that I have been transitioning into really since for like probably about the past like 5 months. And really, we go through seasons, okay? And whenever people use a Zettelkasten, it is the same exact thing. You kind of go through various seasons in using it. And for about like a year and a half to a 2 year stretch, I was using my own Zettelkasten, which, you know, if you know me, I call it an anti-net Zettelkasten. You know, that's the long way, or an anti-net. And I'm just going to refer to it as a Zettelkasten for now, because it's a note box. It's an actual Zettelkasten, not like the digital, you know, knockoffs or weird linked things that people use nowadays to refer to as Zettelkasten. And anyway, I use a Zettelkasten in various ways. And lately, I've been using it in such a way that I'm not using it to actively work on a project like a book, right? Like Nicholas Luhmann used his for his 30-year theory of everything as it applies to sociology and society. And for about a year and a half period, I was using my own Zettelkasten to develop and write my own book, you know, kind of a meta book, because I used the Zettelkasten, aka the real Zettelkasten, to write a book about the real Zettelkasten. Now, for about the past 5 months, I've transitioned into really focusing on my physical monthly newsletter that covers knowledge, writing, and marketing. And I'm focused on moving people to an ideal wherein they get to have a lifestyle of reading, thinking, writing, taking notes, installing notes into their Zettelkasten all day, and also making a, you know, multi-six-figure income, meaning like $10,000 plus a month by reading, thinking, and taking notes all day. And in this transition, I have not been actively developing or writing a book. And for a while, I was just using bib cards with my Zettelkasten, and you know, just taking notes from books, and then maybe installing them into my, you know, anti-net as via the index. And so what I want to talk about is, how do you actually use your Zettelkasten, like Zettelkasten for busy people? You know, like for me today, like my main focus is, I've been working, you know, really like 2 weeks out of every single month, like my freaking time is devoted to writing my physical monthly newsletter. And then the other 2 weeks of every month, I then shift gears and I'm focused on developing out my own program, basically my own incubator for helping other people to create the same exact lifestyle that I've created for myself, aka you're making, you know, $10,000 plus per month by just writing one thing a month by hand. Like, I want to help people and basically create an army, an incubating army of intellectuals and independent researchers, writers, thinkers, such that they can achieve exactly that, exactly my own lifestyle. And, you know, with that being my core focus, I've shifted my own workflow, my own AKD workflow, which is analog knowledge development. And instead of spending about 2 hours reading and taking notes, you know, bib notes on bib cards, and then spending 2 hours to 3 hours developing those bib notes into main cards. Like, that was my old workflow with writing the Zettel Kasten book, right? But I'm not doing that. So what I do these days is very simple. I make it a rule, a practice, to do at least 30 minutes of AKD every single morning. Before I start my main workday, is I do 30 minutes of AKD, and that's analog knowledge development. And what that means is I get out a book, a physical book, I sit at my desk, I read it, and I set a timer, my cube timer, for 30 minutes, and then I take notes on a bib card. And then I very quickly, without trying to create like main notes and develop a whole section, I will install that into my Antinet by creating, like, you know, an index entry, like saying, oh, on page, you know, 56 of this book. And I have a whole convention that I use, but on page 56 of this book, you know, it talks about this concept, right? And I don't fully flesh out and develop the concept, because that's not my goal right now. Like, I'll develop that out if I actually decide to write out a book or a monthly newsletter on that topic, and I can develop it out at that point. And I wanted to, you know, share this with you because for a while, I'll be completely honest, like, for a while, I was just like being like, okay, well, I'm not writing a book or working on my newsletter right now, so I'm not even gonna waste any chunk of time, like 15 minutes, 30 minutes, anything on AKD, analog knowledge development, meaning like reading and thinking and writing in the mornings. And what I found is, like, man, my fulfillment went completely down the drain. Like, I was like, shit, like, this, like, I, really all I'm doing is just like yet another like 9-to-5 type of job, or an entrepreneurial like startup type of job, or, you know. And the magic and the fulfilling part of what I do is being able to pause and say, hey, no, I'm going to start the day with AKD, analog knowledge development. And what that does is I always end up learning, even just in 30 minutes of that deliberate practice. It's kind of like meditation. I always end up, you know, being re-reminded and learning something that grows my mind and like supercharges my brain and really creates more like growth and excitement and momentum for the rest of the day. So the moral of this whole segment and what I'm talking about right now is, if you're super busy and if you're not writing a book, which I'm guessing like 96% of you are not, like, I mean, granted, a lot of you are like in the background, maybe like, you know, slowly over time, right? But if you're not actually actively writing a book, hitting a deadline, then make sure that you still get in your 30 minutes of AKD every day, meaning sitting deliberately at your desk with a book, reading, and not getting bogged down. Like, don't freak out about the idea of reading, having to read every single word. Like, don't. You know, a lot of the times I'll pick up a book and I'll be like, okay, like, I don't need to read every single word. I already know a lot of this stuff. So I'll spend maybe, you know, 2 or 3 days reading it very closely. And then the second half of the book, I'll just like essentially skim read. And I have a YouTube video about that out there. It's like deliberate reading and selective reading, being deliberately selective about like what you want to glean out of the book, and then swiftly, you know, going through and always making sure, like, I don't skip pages, but I look at every page and go through it very quickly, right? And get the idea of even just like running that through my mind, running that information. And yeah, that really is it. Like, you know, Tony Robbins had a good saying for it. He called it, get in your hour of power every day. And I don't even think you need an hour of power. Like, a half an hour is fine. Even 15 minutes is better than nothing. Like, it'll do wonders. So basically, for Zettelkasten for busy people, it's really not Zettelkasten for busy people. It's really AKD, analog knowledge development. Like some mornings, I will not even read a book. I will just practice neuro imprinting for like 15 to 30 minutes. Like I will take literally books with fantastic prose and writing style, like The Great Gatsby, which I've been working on, like neuro imprinting slowly but surely, you know, like maybe once a week for, you know, 15 to 30 minutes over the past like year and a half. I'm going so slow through that book, but that's a practice of analog knowledge development, of like writing out by hand a book, slowing down the mind and, you know, slowly but surely making your way through it. And, you know, 15 to 30 minutes of that, of growing your mind, is the best 15 to 30 minutes that you can actually do in a day. You know, it's like better than even just returning that the emails that are urgent but not important and all of that. So that's a little reminder. That's a little tidbit of what I do and what my daily practice looks like these days. So hope that helps. Hope that gives you some ideas to try. And if you're not developing knowledge, if you're not doing AKD for, you know, 30 minutes a day, then try it. Trust me, it'll pay off. Anyway, just got to the office. I'm about to go do my own AKD right now. And I'm reading a book by, you know, kind of an old school, you know, success writer named Brian Tracy. He wrote a book called Eat That Frog. It's about time management. And that's what I'm getting into. My focus right now is on outsourcing everything that is not within my zone of genius and not getting bogged down by paper cuts of time management stuff and hitting it hard, getting focused and really making it happen. So anyway, hope this helps. Peace and love, and stay crispy, my friend.
Hey, real quick. This podcast was made possible by my sponsor, which is me. Yes, frickin' me, Sir Scott of Shepherd. You see, I am committed to never shilling some dildo freaking hipster crappy product like all the other podcasters do. All right? So my only ask is that you spend 10 seconds right now, pull to the side of the road, even if you're on the frickin' freeway, and rate and review this podcast. Then share it with a friend. That's my only ask. You see, this will help spread my movement. I want to create an army of 1,000 independent writers, creators, and thinkers who get to spend their days doing what they love, writing, creating, thinking, and taking notes using analog tools, while also making multiple six figures if they even choose to. And more importantly, I want to help my people build a tribe of people that they were meant to serve. And so by rating and reviewing this podcast right now, you will directly help me and many others in achieving this mission. Peace.